So we, if we have some person who is irritable or creates trouble, and we can't predict when that person is going to create trouble, so naturally you'll worry about it. So how can we avoid worrying at that time? See, in life, we can put our problems in three broad categories. One is problems which you can directly solve. Second is problems which you can indirectly solve. And third is problems which we can't solve. So problems which you can directly solve means, say, if I wake up late every day, then I put an alarm. They put two alarms. Put one alarm close, one alarm for. So that is, there are problems which are created by our own lack of discipline, lack of our self-control. The problems which we can solve. These are, we could say, direct action problems. The others are, there are some people who behave in a negative way, in troubling way, and quite often it is the problem, we are also part of the problem. That means we behave in a short-tempered way, and they respond in a short-tempered way, and then it just goes on. So in this case, we can only indirectly affect their behavior. That means we try to avoid being short-tempered, we try to avoid being irritable, and then by our example, they will change. Now, third situation is where there are certain situations which are just not changeable. Some people are just the way they are. And we have to live with that. So if some people are irritable, then that's just the way they are. And maybe they will change in the future, but maybe they will not. Now, sometimes, if we just learn that, okay, this is how this person is, and I have to live with this. And although it can seem disempowering, but actually it is relief-giving. I don't have unrealistic expectations. Tolerance means to call off our war with reality. War with reality means, why is it like this? Why is it like this? Well, it is like this. This person is like this. So now what happens it if it's with a physical issue, say if I get a disease because of which I have some physical limitation, then I accept it very easily. And if others also get limited in some way because of a disease, then we also accept it. Okay, that person's got an accident, so they can't walk around or whatever. They lost their hand, lost their eyes. So at that time, we accept they are going to have limitations. But there are also like that psychological limitations. So just as some people may be physically weakened in some way because of past karma, sometimes even people may be psychologically also weakened. So that's just the way they are. And once we accept it, then we can move forward in life. Now, in some relationships, that person may be so troublesome that we feel, I guess, cannot continue this. I cannot tolerate this. Then we may have to create some safe distance between us and them so that we are not so troubled by them. That is a practicality. But in the case of when it's with respect to other people, we have to know that this is not anything I can do to change. It is not a direct action problem. It is either an indirect action problem or it is a no solution problem. So as long as we expect that problem to get solved automatically, we set ourselves up for frustration because of unrealistic expectation. Just accept this is the way the person is, and I have to live with this. Now, I have to live with this doesn't mean that I passively accept it. After I decide, okay, this is how I have to live, then I can decide, okay, how can I deal with it? Maybe if we do it this way, then I may not have to interact so much with the person. Or this is what makes the person really explode, so we'll avoid this situation. We can plan afterwards. So, just like, here in winters, I was told it becomes freezing cold. Now, if somebody has decided, okay, I want to emigrate to America, I want to be in America, then there's no point in constantly complaining about the cold. Okay, if you can't tolerate the cold, go back to India or whatever, where you come from. If you're going to be America, then learn to live with it. You get warm clothes, we get good temperature insulation for our homes, whatever we do. So, to some extent, physical problems, environmental problems, we understand that they are not in our control. But somehow behavioral problems, we think that they are in our control. But You know, people, Krishna says, avashaha. People are conditioned. And they may just behave in particular ways. Their swabha, their nature may change, but it may take a long time. And so it's best to accept that some people are going to be like this and then prepare to live with it. Then after we prepare to live with it, we will ourselves find ways in which we can minimize the friction within that particular, between interactions with those people. So that way, if we can avoid the uncertainty and insecurity, if you understand that, okay, here I can expect trouble in this relationship, or in this particular interaction, then let me prepare for the trouble. It's not a particularly encouraging answer, but sometimes the reality itself is that we can solve the problem only when we recognize the gravity of the problem. So if some people are just like that, having expectation that they will change only sets us up for frustration. So better have no expectation. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in one article, humility means having no expectations from anyone.
You know, it's a, if, well, by that definition, none of us can ever be humble, you know. But if you think of it in this way, we can also think that this is also helping me to develop a virtue. So that way, we can look at some things in a positive way. Does that answer your question? Any other questions? Okay. Yeah. Please.